You couldn't hold up the world, but it's a globe which represents the world. That's right. How's all kinds of countries? Oh, I got a bag here. Thanks. You can sit down because I'm going to start looking here. Okay, who likes a story? I think. Okay, come on. Who likes a story? Everybody likes a story. I like a story. You like bedtime stories?
No.
I like bedtime. Do you like maybe you're going to get story time at school like that?
No.
You don't like? Oh, come on. Am I the only one? How about your grandparents? Hey, Grandma, tell me when you were a little girl. Yeah, there we go. Right. How about movies or radio? Who used to listen to stories on the radio? Come on, you're going to really date yourself. Yeah, me too. Adventures in Odyssey for us younger generation. What's that? Yeah, there we go. So they used to have stories on the radio. It was great. They still do sometimes, too. Okay, books. That's one of the best ways that we can get stories. So some stories are made up, some stories are real, some stories are family stories. I got a book in here, if I could find it. Did I drop that book? I don't have that book. Oh, no. Well, I got this one here. Anybody ever see this book before? This is a story about a little boy who really likes a story, and he goes to the library, and he gets lost on the way to the library. It's really exciting. I've read this story probably 200 times to my kids over the years. It's a really great story. That's an old one, though. So do you think this is a real story?
No.
No? It might be. It might be about some little boy at some point there. This is another story that I have right here. And this story doesn't have any pictures at all, just a whole lot of words. Whole lot of words. And this story is about my great-grandfather. And he grew up at a time where they still had covered wagons. There weren't airplanes. Computers weren't even, they didn't even think about that. Nobody had gone to the moon yet. It was a long, long time ago, and he lived a really exciting life. He got to go get wild horses in the mountains in Wyoming. That's pretty cool stuff. Okay, so that's a real story about my great-grandfather's life. All right? And I had a book about Thumbelina, and I neglected to bring that. Anyway, some stories are made up. Some are a little both. My great-grandfather. So good stories always start out really well. Once upon a time. Isn't that how a good story starts out? Now watch this. Here, you guys need to finish the sentence for me, all right? A long time ago in a... You see how I did that? That's the start of a whole lot of stories. Really, it's epic, amazing. So God starts his story almost the same kind of way. It says, in the beginning... There you go, the very first line of the most exciting story I have ever read. So some people say, oh, that's just a story. Other people say, no, it's more than just a story. I'm on that side. I think it was more than just a story. So that story is about God and us and our beginning and where our relationship with him really went, got messed up because we sinned, people sinned. And God's like, That's not what I wanted for you, but I've got a plan to make it so that we can have a good relationship back with each other again. And the plan was his son Jesus coming here to earth. We celebrate Christmas. Everybody likes Christmas, right? About Jesus as a baby. Then we get to Good Friday. It was about Jesus dying on the cross. And then we get to Easter, about Jesus coming back from the dead. Nobody else has ever done that before. And God saved us. That's great. So in the Bible, that's one of the great stories. You got betrayal, you've got loss, you've got love, you've got hope, you've got epic battles and friendship. You even have a talking donkey. You have songs and poems and stories and histories and miracle, and you have strange beasts from wild places. It's a great story. It's a little confusing at times. So when we read the scriptures sometimes, it might be a little confusing to you. That would be like me going to this page in the middle of Mike's house and start to read. But even though Mother hurried, they were a little late. And at the corner nearest Mike's house, Mother stopped the car and let Robert get out. You're like, well, you understood the words, but you didn't have the context of the whole story. It's the same thing with the Bible. The Bible, reading the Bible scripture, that's great. But what you want to do is have a really big general understanding of what this story all about. And I'm here to tell you, I think that story is all about Jesus from the beginning to the middle to the end of time and all over the world today is a day that's celebrated because Jesus has risen from the dead. There are people like this all over the world who are excited about the resurrection of a man 2,000 years ago. That's a long time ago, but it is significant to each and every one of us here today. And I'm so glad you guys are here. And who's going to clean my mess? You're going to clean my mess? Thank you. The rest of you guys can go and get seated. Thank you. You can put it right inside the box.